Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while. Yes.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I feel like we've been talking about this woman, or her brand rather, a lot the past couple of weeks. And this topic really caught fire in so many different ways. There was a story that came out in Airmail Look called Babyface, and it was about the rise of these literal children becoming obsessed with products. And I was like, this is nuts, because I had a brand founder tell me, and y'all know if you listen to the episode, this brand founder told me in May the children were obsessed with Drunk Elephant. And so Sarah and I started talking about this phenomenon and how, you know, when we were kids, perhaps Lancome wasn't our brand of choice. And maybe they weren't making products for us, but we love the Juicy Tubes. And it feels like it's almost the same thing. It's like everything recycles, everything comes back to the way it was. So today we have Tiffany Masterson on. She's the founder and creative director of Drunk Elephant. The brand launched in 2023. They just celebrated their 10-year anniversary, a huge feat, especially since this area of the industry is so saturated now. And in 2019, Drunk Elephant was acquired by Shiseido for a sweet little number of $845 million, a massive acquisition. And while this brand is beloved by many beauty-obsessed people, there is a new generation who is fiending for their products. And that's why we have Tiffany on the show. Thank you so much for joining us, Tiffany.
Oh, hi. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Texas girl. I love a Texas girl. Houston, Texas, baby.
You hear the accent?
Yes, I hear it. I feel like I don't have mine much anymore.
You don't. Where's your accent?
I know. I say y'all.
Talk to me for a minute and you'll bring it back.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tiffany, we start every episode by asking a very important question. What is on your face? What are you currently obsessed with? Obviously, we know you love your Drunk Elephant products, but makeup, you know, hair products, body products. Tell us what you are wearing right now.
I mean, truthfully, head to toe, I do use Drunk Elephant, but I really do. But I will say, like, I just want to shout out to Nutrafol hair vitamins that changed my hair, have completely changed my hair. And I didn't really believe it. And I started taking this big, they're kind of big, four times a night. It's kind of a pain, right? But they work. I can't even tell you how much they work. So I'm in love with that. I am using my own products. Eyeshadow, I use Gucci Westman Atelier. I use NARS Climax Mascara. What's another product I'm in love with right now? The new Dyson hair thing that wraps your hair around and dries it. It's so great. Oh, the brow stuff. It's like a brow stamp. I have it written down. I didn't want to forget it. Oh, Brow Love. I think it's Brow Love, like L-U-V-V.
It's like a stencil and then you fill it in.
It's a stamp.
Oh, a stamp.
You just do that and then you comb it out afterwards and it's so good. It's so easy. And I just got one from my mom too. It's called Brow Love, L-U-V-V. I love that.
I got to check that out. Anything on your lips?
So even though not everything's on the market, I have products head to toe from Drunk Elephant that I've made over the years and I have around and use. And so some of them are coming into production and some of them will never be made, but that's what I use. So
what a tease.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, but can you share one that will never be made? Like, cause you know, it will never be made, but you still love it.
Yeah. There's a dry shampoo that I'm in love with that may never be made, you know, and it's fun for me because, you know, I figure out how in love I am and how I can't live without something. And then I really push for it if it's something. And sometimes I'll make something and that's not the case. And I just don't ever reach for it. And so then I know that it probably doesn't fit into the line.
So how do you decide that, like, you'll probably never make it, but you like it for yourself personally? Like, how do you make that decision?
It might be cost prohibitive. It might be something that we're having a hard time finding good packaging for, a good delivery system. It may be something where I've chosen an ingredient that's really hard to get, or, you know, really too expensive. And also the need. If I'm hearing consumers ask for something, if I really feel like it fits a real need, or if it's just a personal need that I have, but maybe wouldn't sell, you know, and I do listen. So if I've got an idea and I really think, oh, it's time to really push this, and I'm hearing it on social media also, that's when I think, you know, you kind of know, because the consumer who loves Drunk Elephant and uses it, they'll come and they'll say, oh, you need this or you need that. And that's where I learn most of my, where's it get my feedback. So yeah, they're usually right.
Yeah. You mentioned social media, so we're going to just dive right into it. So there has been this Drunk Elephant resurgence, and I say resurgence, meaning if you like Drunk Elephant, it's just like a staple brand. There's products that everybody knows and loves and gravitates towards. You guys have been around for 10 years, so people have found their tried and trues. Then all of a sudden, you get on social media and there's this influx of extremely young customers that are starting to discover this brand for the first time, which is kind of exciting because it breathes life into brands that have this, you know, 10-year legacy like yours. I'm curious, when did you start to clock, or maybe even your team start to realize, oh, hold on. Okay, this is kind of interesting. Kids and teens are obsessing over us. Like, is there a specific pinpoint that you can think of that really brought this thing to life?
Well, so I would say there's kind of two answers to it, because okay. I, having founded it, and I've been around people and seen their reactions to it. And I have a, you know, I can see in my own world, like, so it's always sort of been, and we've said this for years, it's always been more of a household brand where the teenagers will use it. The kids could use it. Maybe people use it on their children. Maybe the grandparents use it. The teenage boys use it. I mean, so it's been that brand, which I always thought was an interesting thing, because I really made it kind of for my age, you know, for my age person. You know, it's also just like I made these products for skin. And so there is something for everyone. Mm-hmm. But so we were talking about that years ago. But I think what happens when you go on TikTok, and it, not necessarily Instagram, but TikTok, and I don't spend a lot of time on TikTok. My kids are always on TikTok. So it makes sense. If you're going to get an account on TikTok, and that's going to be who you're marketing towards. But also a lot of the people on TikTok, a lot of the influencers, you know, we've had everyone from Selena Gomez wearing the robe to Hailey Bieber using the product she loves. The Kardashians have talked about it over the years. Their kids have now talked about it. So I just think it's, you know, one of those things that it spreads that way. And that all helps Alex Earle, of course, talking about it. So I knew from early on because of the reaction of my children's friends and my friends who would come to me and say, my child loves your brand. And so it was there. It's just now louder because we have TikTok. And so we're hearing about it more. And then of course on social media, the comments, even on Instagram now, my 10-year-old daughter or my little cousin who's 13 loves the brand. And so we're getting that constantly and all the time. And so, and I'm so flattered. I'm honored that, you know, that it appeals to a wide range of people.
I was just curious if like Katie Fang or something, because like it really truly felt like a whirlwind. Like one day I heard that young people were obsessed with Drunk Elephant. And then it's just, I heard it everywhere. I saw it everywhere. I saw all of these videos on TikToks with young girls with a full collection. Like I have friends in Texas based in Austin that have kids, you know, daughters that are 12, you know, 11 years old that have their Drunk Elephant minis. And I'm like, this didn't just happen overnight. It feels like somebody or someone.
It's a slow build.
Okay.
You know, it's like anything else. You all of a sudden you have this awareness of it. But nothing like that ever happens overnight. And
yeah,
I do think it's been a slow build. It's been my experience, but now we're seeing it more publicly. I think the smoothieing, the fact that you can smoothie the products together, I think the pumps are fun to work with. That was certainly the reaction of people my age when I launched the brand. I mean, my mom, you know, in her 70s was like, these are great pumps. I love the way they feel. And I love the, you know, the whole thing. So I think it's appealing. I just think that, again, like TikTok, that's the audience there. Let's be honest. I mean, if any brand's on TikTok, that's who's looking. Older people are on TikTok, yes, but not as much, I don't think. I mean, you know, maybe I'm wrong about that. I'm not. Yeah. My kids are like, get off TikTok. They don't want me on. Every time I go on, they're like, you have no business being on TikTok. You're too old.
No, that is not true.
I don't listen to them.
Kirby and I talk about a lot about the packaging and how just fun and playful and beautiful it is. I mean, it just looks so nice. And I know I was listening to another interview you did and how much time you spent on, you know, deciding like the matte white with like the pop of color and just wanting it to look and feel like different, but very much you. And I think that that is something that's really attractive to like the younger generation, is that it's just so fun. Like it just looks nice wherever.
Oh yeah. There's the new product. Yay. Oh, I hope you like it.
We'll talk about that soon. But to Kirby's point, like I have young nieces who are obsessed with Drunk Elephant, and it makes me wonder like who they saw on social media. Maybe it was the Katie Fang, or maybe it was a friend of theirs at school. But like you said, it's just like this trickle effect, and now everyone is talking about it. But how has this impacted Drunk Elephant socials and also sales? Like, have you seen, you know, this increase from the younger demographic?
And you know, it's impossible to know if it's from the younger demographic, if that's where it's coming from. It's always really hard to tell where that's coming from. But I will say that it is a huge, like, something happening recently with sales and with, I think, 300-something% follower growth on both Instagram and TikTok. It's really, I think we've tripled or something like that, the follower growth, not the count, but the growth. And then Proteini is the number one moisturizer in the nation. I didn't know that until recently. So there is something, you know, but it's hard to figure out where it's coming from. And hopefully it's just, now listen, what Sephora has told me and other retailers as well, they've mentioned that for years and years and years, moms come in, they buy Drunk Elephant. They know that the products are clinically effective. The acid levels and the pH levels and all, they're very sophisticated formulations in fun packaging. And people have known that, but now instead of the moms coming in to buy Drunk Elephant, it's still the moms coming in to buy Drunk Elephant, but it's also children coming in with their moms in tow, introducing them to Drunk Elephant, maybe the moms who didn't know about Drunk Elephant. So it's both happening now. And so, and they're really noticing this. Also the mess that some people come in and make with the smoothing inside the store, and they want to do what they saw on TikTok, which is great. I mean, I mean, certain products aren't for kids, you know, certain products are for all ages. And so we do have something that's appropriate for every age, but, and we certainly don't want, you know, any confusion with that, but it's great because you know what? They're learning how to take care of their skin. My guess is their skin's going to look better than a lot of people's skin because they're learning all this on TikTok, and it's something they want to do. I certainly wasn't. You should have seen what I was using on my skin when I was 13.
Yeah.
Horrible. So I think that part of it is good, that they're learning and they're educating themselves and they have that self-care thing going. And I think that can't be a bad thing. So yeah, we just need to, you know, be clear on which products are for who and what's appropriate.
Totally. And we'll touch on that a little bit later. We know that inevitably moms listening are going to get asked to buy Drunk Elephant for their kids. So we want you to give some recommendations, but I think it's really incredible that the brand is, especially socially, has grown so significantly this year without like Proteini. Like that's a product that's been around. You know what I mean? Like that wasn't a new launch that you guys hired some like A-list actress to promote or something. Like really brands are not seeing that level of growth without like some kind of like huge spectacle on social. So it really does feel like a little child cult that they're like, okay, you have to have, like, I'm not kidding you. People are telling me, no, my daughter and her friends, they like to show off what products they have, and they have them laid out in a little row, and mm-hmm. they have their minis. And when they get a big one, they're psyched. It's like, oh my gosh, I have the big one.
Oh, that's cute. It's cute. It's sweet that they, it's, I'm glad they like it. You know,
right.
I'll tell you a true story. I tried to get my daughter, Lily, I've got three daughters and a son, and you know, my son's like, he uses the Juju bar and he uses marula oil at night and everything's good. Right. He doesn't overthink it. The girls resisted me for the first several years. One of my twins was like breaking out. She wants to go to the dermatologist. She wants to get on Accutane. She wants to do all the things her friends are doing. And I'm like, listen, if you just try Drunk Elephant for 30 days, I don't include some of the ingredients that maybe could trigger issues with skin. They did for me. Maybe you'll find the same. Just try it. Oh, she didn't want to try it. She rolled her eyes and walked out. She came back home one day and she said, there's a girl in my class that has perfect skin. And I'm so jealous. And I said, well, then you ask her what she's doing and then I will take you. I promise. Because she was really distraught. Lily was. She came back and said, she's using drug. I mean, she said, what are you using? And she said, I'm using your mom's products. I'm using Drunk Elephant, you know? And so Lily came back and she got on the routine. It took a kid. She's a freshman in high school. It took a peer to tell her what worked before she would listen to me. So amazing.
What was the routine, by the way?
It was Bestie at night, marula oil mixed with TLC framboos. And that's it. And then in the morning, she would put on a little sunscreen, maybe a little oil if she felt dry, but just a little sunscreen. That was it. And her skin cleared up. And I have similar stories like that for so many people I can't tell you. I mean, even you know, teenage boys. And I give out the routine and it's one boy had red marks on his face from acne in high school. This is a college kid. And he came in one night and I handed him Bright Facial, marula oil, and TLC. I said, use this every night. Cleanse your face with Bestie Well or Jujubar. I think he chose the Jujubar. Cleanse well. Use these three things. His dermatologist had said he needed laser treatments to get rid of these marks. And I'm not kidding. And he comes back and says, they're gone. It's just the acid in the Bright Facial that sort of faded. It's the azelaic acid, which I've been wanting to use that in a product. Anyway, it's fun to help people with their skin. And so, but it's that maybe didn't answer your question directly, but there's something for everybody, you know, and who knows why, but we're here to educate. So we're very excited about it.
There's not like one person responsible for getting a Gen Alpha on the Drunk Elephant train, right?
Well, I mean, again, like I said, there's celebrities talking about it who I know a lot of young people are following and who they want to emulate and who have beautiful skin and they want to do what they're doing, right? But also, I mean, I do want to thank Alex Earl. That's for sure. She not only talked about Deep Bronzy or used it, she did it naturally. She was really using it. And she used it correctly. And I think she helped educate on how to use Deep Bronzy. And so Deep Bronzy was out there and people liked it, but it wasn't like a rocket ship, you know, but Alex Earl, somebody like that who has the opportunity to use whatever she wants to choose it is a huge compliment. And I'm appreciative because she did something I couldn't do, which was go out there and really get the word out to a lot of people quickly on how to use it. And so that was a really great thing for us.
I'm curious if there have been, like, obviously there's these high highs and like things are going upwards and like y'all are having this renaissance of sorts without even having to make like a ton of new products. Like, cause usually with brands now, it's like you're launching something all the time just to stay in this really aggressive social media news cycle. And so that's great that this word of mouth and also social media has helped. But I'm curious, when we were talking about this on the news episode a couple weeks ago, we had some people from Ulta and Sephora like write us and go, okay, I know this to be true. I know that people, especially kids, are coming in obsessed with Drunk Elephant because we're finding a lot of boxes because they can't afford to buy them. And so we're like, oh, there's theft and loss. I'm curious, is that something that you guys are hearing about a lot? Or like, are there any other negative things that are coming out of this?
I have a problem with theft in my own house, I can tell you. I'm not kidding. I have a closet. You see it? You see the closet right there? Yeah.
Yes.
That closet has, you know, it has a lot of products in it because I like to share it with people. Like I said, when they come over at my house, they have an issue. I like to tell them what to use. So I have this closet. I had to put a lock on it. I had to put a lock on it because my kids' friends would come over and they go in. That, it's not like they're stealing, but they're excited. And I mean, there could be a party here and half the closet might be gone. So I get it. You know, people, and it's not a negative thing. They think the closet's there for them to take, but I'm kind of joking. But the thing is that, I mean, I'm sure that that's happening, but I think it's happening everywhere for everything. I don't think it's just that. I think it's a problem right now that I've been hearing about in other areas too. So
totally.
So has this made you or anyone at, you know, the company strategy think about maybe creating a new line specifically for this younger generation, like a sister line? You know, we see it happen all the time with other brands, or, you know, at the very least, like kits made specifically for Gen Alpha.
Definitely kits for sure. There are kits that are appropriate for Gen Alpha. Also, I'm interested in, you know, breakouts and not necessarily changing what I already have. I think there's a misconception about Drunk Elephant being clinically effective and you know, us having products to address these issues. We also have products that are appropriate for Gen Alpha. But yes, I mean, there's kits that I think that are appropriate, more appropriate for them, and then others more appropriate for more mature skin or even 30s, 40s, 50s, you know, like that. So I do have a thing where that I, like I said, about helping people who maybe a teenager who's breaking out or something like that. I would love to do something along those lines at some point and be very targeted about it, be more clear about it. So yeah, I mean, you know, I have all sorts of plans all the time, but the goal is, like, from what I'm hearing, if there's an issue out there that people are trying to solve, then I want to help do it. You know, I want to help solve it.
Yeah. Like, could there be a, we were trying to think of what the name of it would be if you guys made a teen line. Somebody did, like, call in. I forgot the name that they shared with us, but we were dying laughing. We're like, what would it be called if there was just, like,
I can tell you what it'd be called. We've already done this exercise. Grumpy Elephant. It would be Grumpy Elephant. Irritable Elephant. Something like that. That's what it'd be called.
That is,
you know,
amazing.
We've gone through this whole thing about
angsty,
what you would name
elephant.
Every angsty. Yeah. That's so funny. But yeah, we've discussed that before. Early on, we kind of went through this whole, what would a baby line be called? What would a kid line be called? What would, yeah. So it's fun. But here, the truth about Drunk Elephant is, and I have heard people out there say that, I mean, I read an article recently that was all about how we targeted children. And two things, like, popped in my head when I heard that. Like, number one, and so what if we were targeting children to use the products that were appropriate for children? We have basic cleansers, basic creams and moisturizers, F-Bomb, Behydra, you know, certainly Lippy, the shampoos, the body cleansers, things that are great for skin that don't have some of the inflammatory ingredients that we can find in some other products. So that's the first thing that struck me. Like, who's to say that we don't have something for that age? We do, you know, and we want to share that. So there's this kind of, like, almost built in, you know, sort of accusation in that statement that, you know, we're trying to get kids to use acids, which we would never do. I mean, I think teens, yes, but definitely not prepubescent children using those kinds of things. So I do want to make that clear that there is something for everybody. I kind of made this brand for people with skin. And then once you know your issues, then hopefully we can deliver something for, you know, that'll help you, that'll work for you.
Yeah, Sarah and I have also been pretty clear when we've discussed this. We've never thought Drunk Elephant was ever targeting small children to use anything.
Oh, no, I know. No. This was a different article and it upset me. Usually I try not to take it personally, but this specific article did upset me, I'll be honest. And it's fine. You know, people sometimes, from the outside looking in, they can't know what's in your head and they can't know the intention behind things. And so I always really welcome the opportunity to go on and talk to people like you, because I can clear up some of this stuff that, listen, I don't fault people for having an impression of something. And certainly, I should be thankful that people say it out loud so that I can do have the opportunity to clear it up, you know, it's because it's good. It's just more education.
All right. So we've got moms, aunts, everyone, you know, trying to shop for these little people who are obsessed with Drunk Elephant. What are you suggesting? What should be, you know, on the holiday gift list?
So I actually made a little list for you because I thought you might ask this.
Yes.
We have so many products for the little ones, but hold on, let me pull it up real fast. So obviously nothing with the acids, nothing with the retinol. Okay, so Bestie is a great cleanser to use on young skin. So we have this philosophy that we don't use any essential oils or fragrance or dyes or SLS or anything like that, drying alcohol, chemical screens, anything that could inflame skin or get in and be, you know, any kind of issue. But okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Camellia cleanser is for body and it's great and it lasts forever. It just takes a little bit. Silly body lotion. Silly Whipped, both for any age. Lippy for your lips. Lala for your face. Marula oil is incredible. It's balancing and it's antimicrobial and it's great for any kind of skin. It takes just one drop. Wonder Wild is an ointment that's for chafed skin, irritated, you know, any kind of issue with your skin, like itching or a rash. Behydra, Peaky Bar, F-Bomb, Erase, micellar water, Umbrashear. Those are all for any ages. Just like any other really mild, basic product. We didn't put anything in there at high levels except for humectants and moisturizers, moisturizing factor ingredients. And so, and I think it's great. And the good thing about the products I have found is that they last so long. We don't contain silicones. We don't use them in formulations. And so because of that, it doesn't sit on top of yours. It really gets in your skin. And so a tiny bit. And, you know, that's also behind the smoothing, you know, philosophy is that I don't really have time. I don't want to layer, but smoothing two or three products together, you're only using one drop of each thing. Whereas if you're layering and you're covering whole face and neck, you're using 3 to 4 drops to cover all that area. With smoothing, you're using one drop of each product and it makes the products last 3 times longer. So you're really getting a lot out of all of these products and they really do last forever. That was one of the complaints I think someone in the company had was like, can you make them not last forever? We want people to come back quicker, you know? They really do last a long time, but I think that's great. I mean, I don't know if you've ever used Debronzy, but Debronzy literally lasts
forever.
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 Yeah. So, yeah.
I will say though, too, we love the minis so much and it's just like so brilliant. I know you've been doing it forever, but I think that like that is a really great like entry point for a lot of young people because I think, you know, to your point, like you want them to be using your products because you want to help educate them to have like a better skincare routine and use something that's actually safe for their skin, easy to use versus like whatever we were all using when we were, you know, 11 and 12.
So there's acid in the littles. The littles was originally intended to take a drunk break. So it was the products that you need for your whole morning and nighttime routine. And it's for somebody like maybe 13 and above, 14 and above, who may already have an issue with maybe breaking out congestion, really congestion. So the littles is really for that. And then we have these other little kits that are maybe just a cleanser and a moisturizer. And that's the same thing as doing the littles. It's just you use that for 30 days and try to avoid some other things and see what your skin can do with the philosophy and then go in and buy some larger products if you like the philosophy. So that was really to keep people from having to invest in large products before they knew if the line worked for their skin.
Yeah, because I mean, that's really right now what is driving a lot of these kids is like these minis. I mean, I've been told that they look like highlighters and so that's appealing to the kids or whatever, but it's like a social currency to be like, popping one out of your pocket, like, oh, I have drunk elephant,
that
type of thing. So I'm curious, you mentioned, you know, Sephora has like given you some stats. Has Sephora said anything about like, do you guys have drunk elephant in the beauty on the go section?
We do. And that's where I was saying this little, so we'll have like these little kits with like a cleanser and a moisturizer or whatever. We do have them on beauty on the go and they do really well. And we'll have one with Debronzy and you know, Pertini or one with, I don't know what's out there right this second, but there's always little opportunities to try out the line. And what's funny, you say the caps, they look like markers. I chose white matte with color tops because I wanted to decorate my house all white with pops of color.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't. So I took it out on the line. Like I was like, okay, fine. I can't decorate my house. I'm going to decorate the line the way that makes me happy. The white with the pops of color. So it's so funny to me because it was for me and I thought it would look sophisticated and chic on the counter. And so it was really for me. And it turns out that the kids like it. It's great. It's interesting how things work out.
Yeah. Everyone likes it. Okay. Can we talk about what's coming next?
Yes, we can. So I have a new moisturizer coming. So we have Pertini, which is kind of a water gel cream, lightweight, firming, peptides, amino acids. And then we have La La, which is oils, but they're all bioavailable oils that soak into your skin and they're whipped. And so there has a light, airy effect. It feels thick, but not, you know, it feels kind of airy when you put it on. It goes away and everything's very highly absorbable. And then the next is Bora. And then, of course, we have Marula oil, which is also just a single oil moisturizer. But then Bora Barrier Repair Cream is this thick, 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 rich, rich, rich lipid, 6-lipid complex. And it just is for those people who, anybody from somebody maybe, you know, have dry skin from medication or have dry skin from living in Colorado, or maybe they had a laser treatment, or maybe they're mature skin, or maybe they're chronically dry for whatever reason, this is for them. This is something, and it still soaks in, but it's just our thickest, richest yet. The tagline is, she's a rich bitch. It was She's a Rich Bitch. I sort of got shot down. I thought that would be cute in the window at Sephora. I don't think anyone agreed with it.
I love that. But look, it says face first on the thing. It says face first into the Pacific lotion. That's cute.
Yeah. So that, I mean, if I could tell you the story, maybe another time, I can tell you the whole story of how we started with Bora to where we landed with Bora for the taglines. That in and of itself is like, it was hilarious. And so face first into the Pacific lotion and thick and rich and big, rich energy. That's where we landed. So anyway, it's a great product. It's easily mixable with all of our other serums and the drops. It's mixable with the drops and it's gorgeous that way. In fact, I've been using it every day with all three color drops and it just gives you this kind of multidimensional, wakes your face up, you know, but I love it. And I think people will appreciate the richness of it and people who have been looking for just a little something more. So I'm very excited about the launch.
Well, Kirby knows, everyone knows I'm a dry girly and I love a barrier cream. So I really, really like this texture. I think even though, you know, like you said, it's very rich, it doesn't feel like greasy.
No, it's like, it feels like a non-greasy butter.
Mm-hmm.
The texture is like soft butter that's been left out, but then you get it on your face and it's not, the grease is not there. It just kind of, but we did clinicals on this product. We did a clinical study that showed that it actually delivers moisture for 24 hours. And like 24 hours later, you still feel. And so it really gets in there and does the job. And so we announced the launch of Bora yesterday, and we're all so excited. And it'll go on sale on the 12th officially.
Can I just say that you all were like the first ones that, for me, I had never used an airless pump before, and I thought it was so genius. And it was like fun. It made it like fun to like put your moisturizer on.
The details when I first, you know, chose the packaging and chose the way that I was really picky about all of that. And it was so new that one of our retailers said, you know, we don't see that working. We don't see an airless pump working. It never has before in the moisturizer category. It's a lot luck, a lot timing, a lot of things, but I'm grateful that it did work.
They hadn't gotten into the nail art era, so they didn't realize that we had our nails that we needed to make sure weren't going to be
exactly,
getting...
Exactly,
yes,
exactly.
Exactly. And because it's the holiday season, Glams, Tiffany has so graciously offered to do a giveaway for not only the moms out there, but your kids who, like I said earlier, are fiending for some drunk elephant. So head over to our Instagram and learn exactly what we're giving away, how to enter, and happy holidays. Tiffany, where can everybody find Drunk Elephant if they don't win the giveaway?
So they can go to Sephora.com or Sephora, Ulta.com, Ulta, DrunkElephant.com. If you're in North America, if you're in the United States, I mean. And if we're in Canada too, at Shoppers Drug Mart and then Sephora. We're very excited. Thank you guys and happy holidays to you too.
All right, that's it. Thank you everyone for listening. We will be back on Tuesday with the week's most buzzy beauty news.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.